Jezebel is preying on intercessors around the world. Are you one of them? Do you feel like unseen forces are wreaking havoc on your prayer life, as if some who claim to be Christians are actually praying prayers of manipulation and sabotage over you? I've battled this level of witchcraft prayer and seen personal and regional breakthroughs over this high-level demonic force called Jezebel. Now, I want to share my knowledge with you. In my new book, Unmasking Jezebel's Intercessors, I'll help you expose and shut down the manipulative Jezebel spirit that's trying to sabotage your prayer life and your destiny so you can experience immediate breakthrough and victory. Full of practical tools and prophetic insight, this book will help you recognize the Jezebel spirit in your midst, combat the witchcraft prayers released at your mind and body, cancel the demonic assignments sent to destroy your life. I'll also teach you how to confront Jezebel's intercessors. You'll be armed with effective spiritual warfare strategies that send this demon packing. Make no mistake, Jezebel's intercessors are on a mission to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't fall prey to their demonic intercession. It's time to shut down Jezebel's spiritual sabotage and unleash the destiny God has for you, your church, and your city. Pick up your copy of Unmasking Jezebel's Intercessors wherever books are sold. Jezebel's intercessors have been unmasked, and I've been getting a lot of warfare because of it. So pray for me. Listen, I want you to check out the next part of my interview with Larry Sparks, where I give a really startling account of a Jezebelic intercessor in our ministry. It was so hard to get this woman out. We tried to help her, and then we couldn't help her, because she didn't want to be helped, and we had to extract her. And there was an aftermath because of it, but there was also an explosion of glory. So in this segment, you're going to see one way, a Holy Spirit-led way, that I confronted one of Jezebel's intercessors. And you have to remember, it's not the same manner of confrontation every time. You have to be led by the Spirit. But this was startling. I want you to listen in and stay tuned afterward, because I want to pray for you.
I believe this book is actually going to really bring appropriate conviction to all of us, because any of us can fall into this nonsense. And I believe the Holy Spirit's going to highlight any doors that maybe we've even opened to that Jezebelic influence. I love that. Because there are obviously false witches, apostates out there. But it sounds like, again, a lot of the folks that fall into this have this genuine desire to be used by God. But sadly, they just go off the rails. And particularly in our charismatic, spirit-filled space, we need to be on high alert for this kind of stuff.
They do. We had a woman come in, and she was from a major prayer ministry, and she could pray like nothing else. I mean, she would pray and heaven would come down. I mean, it was the wildest thing. I mean, you really felt the presence of God. But she was, again, going behind the scenes, drawing people. That's a key sign of a Jezebel. They want to bring you in to their flock. They want to pray with you day and night. They'll answer the phone any time of the day, because they want to, if they can find out your pain, they can learn how to push your buttons or say the right flattering words so they can draw you to themselves. And Jezebel's puppets, or Jezebel's intercessors, Jezebel's workmen or workwomen, they're just wounded. They've got rejection. And so that going after people and drawing people to themselves, it makes them feel important. It makes them feel seen. It fills a hole in their heart, but it fills it the wrong way, because only Jesus can fill that hole. That's why it's so important we all go through inner healing, especially if we've been through trauma, tragedy, death of a loved one. We need to make sure that we are healed so that we're not prey for Jezebel.
And then the enemy tries to exploit those unhealed areas. Let me ask you this, because here's the good news about this book, because, you know, this is not sending us into spiritual paranoia. Oh, do I have got Jezebel's intercessors going after me? But the reality, you know, Jennifer, what this does is provide clarity, because sometimes, again, we just chalk up, you know, some of our issues in the spirit to just genuine spiritual warfare. I think this is going to help really specifically, strategically liberate some people. How would you say it's possible to get free or delivered from the influence of Jezebel's intercessors? You have a lot in the book, but just maybe one or two ways that this will help people.
If you are experiencing, if you're the target of Jezebel's intercessors, first of all, you have to discern it. You can't go on a witch hunt. The Holy Spirit has to show you. But here's the thing: if you're not aware that there are Jezebelic intercessors, it's not even going to cross your mind until this person is so entrenched, and perhaps you've even made them your head intercessor. I had a friend, and he said every time he put somebody in that head intercessor role, that prayer director role, they flipped out and became Jezebelic, and the power went to their head, and so if so then he said, I'm the chief intercessor. He never put another chief intercessor in place. He became the chief intercessor. And so if you're a target of that, then you have to learn how to either shut them down in prayer, confront them in love, or pray them out of the church. And we've had to, I had to confront a Jezebelic intercessor, and it was one of the hardest things I'd ever do. I remember when I finally saw what it was, and I was driving to the church to have a meeting with this woman, and I was driving, and I hope that the Holy Spirit's not listening, but I was driving about 90 miles an hour. I was breaking the speed limit. I was breaking, I confess, I was breaking the speed limit, but I felt like Jehu riding the chariot because I was going to deal with that thing. And I read from a book by Dick Bernal, an old, really old book on spiritual warfare. And he talked just a little bit about Jezebel. And I read the first paragraph of the book and I said, who does this sound like? And she said, it sounds like me. And I was shocked because usually Jezebel will cry and deny. That's what they do. They cry and deny. And she said, it sounds like me. So I was thrown for a loop because I didn't know then
Wow.
what to do. And we did have to ask her to leave. So Jezebel's intercessors in your midst, it's toxic. It'll hinder the growth of your church. It'll hinder the spiritual growth of the people. It'll release a toxic atmosphere. And we have to learn how to discern and quickly try to get them help. With the one I was talking about, we had tried for 2 years. We tried to get this lady delivered. We did deliverance. We walked her through inner healing, and she would still manifest that Jezebelic thing. And so we had to ask her to leave. Anybody can get free of a Jezebel spirit through repentance. And then after repenting for cooperating with that spirit, then inner healing must take place. And I think that's people try, and I've seen people try, come out, Jezebel. Well, in my opinion, you don't, it's not that Jezebel's really in someone. Jezebel's a principality, and people have different views on this. My view is principality. Jezebel doesn't live in people. That's my view. Jezebel's a principality that works on the mindset, works on the thought life. And when you're hurt and wounded, you're a Jezebel magnet, and that Jezebel spirit whispers to your soul. You tend to make an inner vow with Jezebel as your protector, and then that spirit begins to influence your thoughts to behave in certain ways that you otherwise would not behave. So casting a Jezebel spirit out, you can say you can or can't do it, but what I know is this: without inner healing, that person will continue or ultimately fall back into the same behaviors.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, that was one of the most interesting Jezebelic confrontations I've ever had. And ultimately, it worked out for our good. We cannot tolerate Jezebel. We just cannot do it. We've got to confront it as led by the Holy Spirit, His way, His timing. But we cannot tolerate this in our midst. Before I pray for you, I'll remind you, we've got a Jezebel and Witchcraft collection at schoolofthespirit.tv/Jezebel. I've got books, I've got classes, it's all there for you. And our whole brand new platform, School of the Spirit, you're going to love it. This might be your first introduction to it. Make sure you're subscribed to my email list because I'm putting out free content every month just for you on the School of the Spirit platform. Single courses, mini courses, individual classes. Listen, I'm trying to equip you. So get involved at schoolofthespirit.tv and check out those Jezebel classes at schoolofthespirit.tv/Jezebel. Let me pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, would you give us the wisdom and the boldness to confront Jezebel's intercessors? Father, would you help us not to try to just ignore what's going on around us, but be willing, like Jehu, to be willing, like Elijah, to confront these things that are interfering with your plans and purposes in the earth. You have given us authority to stand against the Jezebel spirit. You tell us don't tolerate it. So forgive us for all the times that we've tolerated the spirit of Jezebel, and give us a face like flint, a forehead like flint, a backbone like steel, to be willing and able with your wisdom and your grace and your love to confront Jezebelic intercessors where we find them, so that they can find healing and restoration for their souls, and if need be, so they can move on out of our midst, in Jesus' name. Guys, if you've picked up the book, Unmasking Jezebel's Intercessors, please give me a 5-star review. Share it with your friends. Help me get the word out. This is a book for such a time as this. God bless you. Have a breakthrough day.